Welcome to the Building for Life podcast. I'm Missy Manuel, and I will be sharing all things building, lives, and homes. I'm excited to launch and share all these things growing and thriving. Welcome to the Building for Life podcast. I'm joined again with my son, Jacques Manuel, and my good friend, Jordan Thibodeau. And today we're going to be talking about home and the importance of home. You know, here at Manuel Builders, we build homes. And I think it's, for us, it's a lot more than just a house and a structure. It's more like a scrapbook for all the memories of family and memories of just things that are stuck in our minds and we carry with us always. And so home is a very much a respite and a sweet place to remember. So I'm going to ask you both, Jordan, I'm going to ask you first, what does home stand for you?
I feel like that's a loaded question.
Yeah.
So I think living in like our Southern culture, it's a lot of like family is a big
thing, deal,
you know, and something I feel very grateful to have such a loving family. But even like beyond just like my biological family, like even friends, you know, like growing up in high school, and we lived near the school that I attended. And so having like friends over after school was like totally normal.
You
know, so like home for me is so much more beyond just like your biological family, gathering friends, family. Like my parents, it was always like an open door policy.
Yeah.
Like anyone's welcome. A lot of small groups that when I was younger, babysitting, you know, that at the time was fun for me because I loved being with kids. But like as an adult, I appreciate that like that was part of home for my parents, and then something that I chose to take on as an adult and incorporate into my house.
Your personal home.
Right.
And do the same thing. Mm-hmm. So home is much more than just a structure.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. Jacques, how about you? What does home stand for you?
So, I mean, the one thing that always comes to mind for me is like, it's a safe place.
Yeah.
Like just when you walk in, it feels like this is a different feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And like she said, the gathering of people, when I was growing up, it was me and all
your posse.
The little gremlins running around.
Yeah.
We were in and out of the house. You fed us.
Yeah. Like
we had snacks for days.
Yeah.
It just, there's so many memories that we built there. And I think when you're going to build or buy a house, it's kind of something you look for. It's like, is this a spot that I want to make memories? Or like, do you feel that?
Yeah. You know, it's like, is this, I'm really building a place for my family to live and grow and do life.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big deal. It's a special deal. And it's something that takes consideration. As far as, you know, you both built your own home. Well, Jacques, you built yours, you bought yours.
Mm-hmm.
So you both are homeowners. How important is it, and how does it, like, what's different about you having your own home and being able to do whatever you want to do with it versus in an apartment, say you were at the Landing or whatever, and you were just renting and you had neighbors everywhere, like you shared a wall?
So,
like, what would be the difference?
I can kind of attest to that because in college I lived in a townhouse, which was probably 100 and something of them in the complex.
Yeah.
Which it was fun. I mean, we had neighbors, we were friends with the neighbors, we did stuff together, but like they're screaming at each other at night. I can hear it through the wall. Stuff like that. Having your own space is, you get the feeling of like, when I come home I can go like, that's a getaway.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's
a safe place, sacred,
right.
Respite.
Yeah. And as far as moving out from your parents' house, I couldn't wait, and I know y'all couldn't wait either, but that's very true.
Well, it's a season, and you know, I think it's been cool to watch you gather people and cook and like do some of the things that we did
growing up,
and you just, everyone flocks to your house for food, and you know, they did the same thing for us. And so it's, again, you've built this container, and you're making these sweet memories with your family of friends.
I mean,
now,
they really are family.
You know?
So, like, as much as we hang out and, like, do stuff together, it gives you the same feeling that you had, like, when you were a kid.
Yeah.
And we had people over when we had, like, neighborhood parties, stuff like that.
And so you can decorate it. I mean, you did whatever you wanted to do in your house.
I finally got to have my recliner.
Yeah. He has a recliner. I didn't want one. So, Jordan, how about you? How important has it been to have your own home? What's different than if, and I know you went from your parents' home to your house, mm-hmm. but what's different and why is it so special to have your own spot?
Yeah, so I think it was a kind of like a mindset thing for me because somebody lived there prior to me.
Yeah.
And so I didn't get to pick the layout of the house and so much of like the home building or custom home building process.
So that would be a downside.
Right.
Yeah.
But I did kind of take renovations to the next level and literally touch from ceiling to floor.
So
everything
cute.
Came out. So that was neat to get to do that. But my personal space is very important to me. I recharge by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so although I love social gatherings and being with friends and all of that, I need like that time by myself to like gather myself.
Yeah.
So that was like a big thing for me. But getting to pick out everything, just like you would do if you're building a home or customizing a home, that's the fun part. You get to put your personality into it.
Your personal touch.
Yeah.
Yeah. And both of you have roommates. So that's always an option. Again, I think when you're first starting out, if you want to get into home ownership, we've had many people buy homes and then get roommates. And it just helps with expenses, helps with chores and stuff like that. Tell me about the life lessons there and the journey that that's been. As far as you're living with someone else, you've taken someone else in. There's a good side, and then there's a lessons that you learn together, and it grows both of you if you do it right. So, mm-hmm. Jordan, can you speak to that? I mean, you have Mikhail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so for me, I initially did not want a roommate, but because I'm so protective over my space, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I decided to get a roommate, and it's been like the best thing ever. It's been cool. Mikhail's one of my best friends, but it's been interesting because I did not move out in college or anything like that. So the only people I've ever lived with are my parents.
Right.
And so that's been very eye-opening. To have somebody who's not your family, not your brothers, not your parents, to like be that close and in your personal business.
It's a vulnerable thing.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that has been huge in my personal growth journey of like having somebody who loves me and wants the best for me, like saying like, that's not cool.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm like, okay, nobody's ever told me that before.
Some accountability.
Yes. Yeah. And just, it's been really sweet. For me, it's played a big part. I was very intentional with the home buying process to make sure that I was living within my means. And so, although the financial aspect is nice, I made sure that that wasn't like a necessity that I needed to have. So, for me, it's been more of the personal growth side versus, you know, the logistical side of it.
Yeah. Yeah. And it probably has given you more freedom.
100%.
Yeah. 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 Jacques, how about you?
I mean, I'm really in the same boat. I never intended on having a roommate. I had roommates in college, kind of all over the map, just some pretty good, some not the best. But I lucked out with this one. I really did. I wasn't too sure how it was going to go at first because we're both very similar, but and now we work together too. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So y'all are together a lot.
Yeah. People ask me all the time, like, dude, how do y'all not kill each other?
Yeah.
Which is still to this day, we don't understand how we haven't.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You really learn how to set boundaries and you learn how to deal with people on like such an intimate level.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like you're with that person every day. Like, mm-hmm. and when you move in with somebody, you see everything.
Yeah.
Like you see the whole, like if there's that other side,
you see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I mean,
can be
now great. We're like brothers.
Yeah.
So like, it just,
I love the way, and Mikhail, you and Mikhail do the same thing. And I think that's so important in personal growth that you have someone who can speak into your life and that you receive it. And I've seen both of you and your roommates do that for each other. And it's been really sweet. And I think it's a gift. You know, for y'all, it was a good choice.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's a good choice in a lot of ways, other than just helping out with what there is to do. Jacques.
Yeah. So I think one more thing. It's probably the same for you and Mikhail. But having that person that you're striving towards the same goals, we're on the same path. Like Connor and I are both on the personal growth journey. We're both
so good,
kind of in the same role in work. Mm-hmm. Like we help each other out, and we bounce off of each other. So that definitely forms more of a bond, and it makes sharing easier.
Yeah.
So like,
it's so important. And you know, Jacques, you make a good point. You know, the sharing. I know Jordan. We were in a group together, and just the level of sharing with you and that group, it brought y'all to another level.
For sure.
In your growth journey and in your connection mm-hmm. and friendship. And, you know, Jacques, that's what you're speaking to. When we walk through difficult things, it makes us stronger and brings us together if we can do it right. And I think, you know, that's my heart with Manual Builders and Manual Commercial is that we, you know, our people, we spend a lot of time growing our people and teaching them skills on how to deal with people in a healthy way. So that they're gonna, I mean, in a house, there's a lot of things that go wrong. And so in that journey, if you can have someone who knows how to healthily move through conflict, mm-hmm. you get close to people. I mean, we might be 10 months, like a marriage, building a house, and we're walking alongside these people for that long. And Jacques, you had made a point that if people are, a couple of things with encouragement, to the just anyone, but to the next generation, you know, when you're looking at, I want to eventually have a home, what are some things that they might need to be considering as to, oh, when I build a house, I want my closet to connect to my laundry room, you know? Right. And what are those things that people could start thinking about before they even step into home ownership?
So kind of the way I think about it is everybody loves shopping for their dream homes, like driving through million-dollar neighborhoods, whatever. So you start there.
Yeah.
What is, like, if you it was your perfect, like, your forever home, build that in your head.
Yeah.
And then kind of check off the things like, okay, this isn't necessary now.
Yeah.
And then you kind of dwindle the list down of like, okay, what are like absolute needs? Like, what do I need to have? Yeah. Like, what's critical?
Yeah.
And then also like going on Pinterest or Instagram, whatever, like you see something you like, save it and keep that idea.
Yeah.
So like for me, like you said, one of the things was I want my closet to connect to my laundry room because when I take my clothes off to go like shower or whatever, which my bathroom connects to my closet, which connects to my laundry room.
Right.
So it helps me keep the house clean because I don't have to go far to throw my clothes in the dirty clothes bin.
Right.
So that was a thing for me.
Right.
It wasn't a necessity, but just the way it worked out, I got it.
Yeah.
So things like that of like functionality and like, say you're in a house or you're living with your parents, you're like, man, I wish they had this.
Yeah.
It's like, it would be way more functional if it had this.
Right.
Like, write those things down.
Right. And we talked about that in one of our first podcasts is like building a vision. You spoke to that, Jacques, just now. It's like building a mental model of what you want. And then, you know, going through where you're presently living and what is not working and what would you like to have in your home when you do build it. So really problem solving as you live. Jordan, how about you? What do you think about that as far as what you need, what you've seen that maybe you would want differently in that whole deal? Mm-hmm.
I think kind of what Jacques said of like, there are several things that I could just list off right now that I would probably change if I could, you know? But being that I already bought an existing home, not all of those were options, you know, but honestly, keeping him like jotting him down for the future and going like, that was something that my mom had to constantly remind me of Jordan, this is not your forever home.
Yeah.
You know, like, yes, I want you to have nice things, but we don't have to be extravagant.
Right.
And I was treating it like it was my forever home, which is fine.
Which is good perspective to keep in mind, but it makes it a lot easier here at Manual Builders. If you do have a Pinterest board, if you do start thinking of things that you absolutely want, because it makes it a lot easier for us to curate the home to your specificity if we already know what you want. So what is the encouragement? And I'm going to ask you both this, your encouragement to your generation with regard to home ownership and stepping into that. Jordan, I'll ask you first. What would you say to this generation about home ownership?
Yeah, so I think we talked at the beginning of the episode just about how important home is. And I think that we live in a generation that we need that. We need that, like, home, that grounding, that safe place.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think no matter how old you are buying your first home, like, I think that's important to keep that in mind and like build that for your family. Like, yeah. I'm not married, I don't have kids, but that's something that I'm very intentional with, you know, yeah. of like protecting that and being intentional with what I kind of the vision that I have mm-hmm. for it. And so it's a lot of responsibility, but I think it's worth it. And I think that a lot more people need not just a physical home, but like a home.
Yeah.
You know, like yeah. a place that is safe for them.
Yeah.
Like absolutely. A landing spot at yeah. the end of the day. Yeah. You know?
Jacques, how about you? You spoke a little last week about your encouragement, but to your friends who are maybe in apartments or renting or whatever, what would your encouragement be to them?
Take the first step. So whether that's going, get a quote, going, get an appraisal of like, how much can I afford?
Yeah.
Start there.
Yeah. And I think it's the same thing with growth. I mean, we all took a step. Like when you got in a group with me, like you had no idea, you just took the first step. Mm-hmm. When you got in, you know, group with Eric, you just took the first step, not knowing where you were going, mm-hmm. you know? And so I think it's stepping in, and I think there's so much in just the home building process that can grow us and change us and really build that internal equity and external equity. So Jacques, what do you say to that?
I think it's all a path. So like that first step, it's the first step to figuring out the path. Like
yeah.
say you can't afford it right now. Well, if you don't take the first step, you have no idea how to get to where you want to be.
Right.
So right. it's the same thing with personal growth. It's like if you don't figure out why you do certain things and your tendencies,
right.
you'll never be able to fix them because you'll never right. find the root cause.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. That's so good. Yes, Jordan?
To add off of that, I think it's so important, especially like home building, anything, home building, renovations, whatever. It's so important to like have a team that you trust, mm-hmm. that you know has your best interest at yeah. heart, you know? And I think if you're considering, if that's a goal of yours that you want to own your own home, like it's never too early to meet with manual builders
right,
and like Jacques said, taking that first step. But right. I didn't wake up one day and say, oh, I want to buy a house, and a week later it was mine. Like
yeah.
it was several, it took me years
right.
of just like meeting those small goals
right.
and you don't know, like let the experts do their job. You don't necessarily know all the small goals you need to meet.
Yeah.
So if that's a goal of yours,
yeah.
meet with people.
Yeah. And you know, we've talked in previous episodes too about your vision. You need to build it in your head first, and then you can build a strategy. Mm-hmm. Thanks y'all for joining us. That was a great visit on home. So join us next week for another episode of Building for Life.